Welcome to the B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess and pop culture. This week, the Grammy Awards. It's that time of the year again. After a slow week in pop culture, Sunday's 67th annual Grammy Awards had it all. Feats, fashion, feuds, and a felony? To start, Beyoncé, who has 99 Grammy nominations total, achieved a long-awaited success. The artist won Album of the Year for the first time ever with Cowboy Carter. She deservedly took home 3 gramophones this year, hitting 35 Grammy wins in her career. Chapel Roan is, of course, the Midwest princess, but time and time again, she proves she may be the queen of couture, too. On the carpet, the pop diva wore a vintage designer gown which paid homage to Edward Degas' ballerina paintings. During a performance of Pink Pony Club, she wore a signature embellished metallic leotard. At the awards ceremony, Roan managed another costume change into a blue Victorian-esque gown. Most excitingly, the singer accepted her Best New Artist award wearing a tall princess hat and a dress with giant bows. If it wasn't clear before, there's now an official victor in the Kendrick Lamar vs. Drake beef. Lamar was nominated in 5 categories. He won them all. Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us, won Song of the Year. Drake did not attend the Grammys. Finally, it wouldn't be a celebrity event without a scandal. Bianca Censori, true to the outrageous stunts of her husband Kanye West, walked the carpet in, well, nothing. California's rules against indecent exposure may apply to the celebrity. If she must shield herself from legal consequences, hopefully she's got something stronger than a transparent mesh dress. That's all for today's B-List. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Georgia Kerrigan.